Today's year in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Yudal. We're actually beginning at the very bottom of Yugim Olamid Beis with the brand new third Perek. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Gladys Resnick Frank Gela Bat Shmuel Yisro. We're also learning today Le'ilu Nishmas, my mother-in-law, whose yard site is today, Esther Ethel Bazam and Yosef, a very special lady who we miss very much. Mitzvah Hashem, our learning should be an aliyah for all the Neshamas that we've learned for. So we begin at the very bottom of Yugim Olamid Beis with a new Perek. The Mishnah starts. The following people are allowed to take a haircut at Chol HaMoed. Normally the basic rule is that you're not allowed to go take a haircut at Chol HaMoed, which the world will explain, because we don't want people to wait till Chol HaMoed to take a haircut. They have busy work preparing before Yontif, regular work, and therefore they'll say, take a haircut at Chol HaMoed when I'm not allowed to work. So therefore they shouldn't go into Yontif looking like a minuvel. So the rabbi said, you're not allowed to go take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. But the following people are exceptions to the rule. The normal rule that you're not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed doesn't apply to these people because they had extenuating circumstances. For example, Habami Medina Sayam, somebody that came from a trip overseas and therefore didn't get a chance to take a haircut. He arrives Erev Yontif, and then the barbershop's already closed, and he didn't have a chance to take a haircut. So such a person, since he was an onus, he couldn't take a haircut Erev Yontif, so he's allowed to take a haircut on Yontif. And as we'll see, all of these are well known, so therefore it doesn't look like he's doing something that's unusual or not allowed. People say, oh yeah, that's the guy that just came back, and therefore he's allowed to take a haircut. Likewise, if somebody was just released from captivity, they were po'd to him, and he was finally, Baruch Hashem, able to be released, but he got released Erev Yontif, and therefore he wasn't able to go and take a haircut as well. Beforehand, this is well known, and therefore he can take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Likewise, Yossi Beis Asurim, somebody was in jail, and he was just let out of jail. So too, it's well known, and everybody will realize that he couldn't take the haircut before Yontif because he was in jail. They didn't have barbers in jail, and therefore he takes the haircut on Chol HaMoed. Likewise, Bahamenuda, somebody was in Nidui. Nidui is a form of chayrim, of excommunication. So he's forbidden to go and take a haircut. And what happened now? On Chol HaMoed, Sheitiru Lo Chachamim. On Chol HaMoed now, the rabbis were matir his Nidui. In other words, he said, I'm sorry. He admitted that he was wrong. And the rabbi said, okay, so we'll take you out of chayrim. Likewise, somebody who had made an edir that he wasn't going to take a haircut. And now, he finally finds a chacham. The Rashi Ksivya tells us either he couldn't find somebody beforehand to be matir his neder, or there was no Pesach for the neder beforehand, or alternatively, he was, let's say, intending to not take a haircut. And only now, on Chol HaMoed, did he change his mind and said, I wish I hadn't made that neder. So in all these situations, so you're allowed to go be matir neder to the chacham and then take a haircut. Finally, the Mishnah concludes this section about who are extenuating circumstances, exceptions to the rule that you're allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. It says that Nazir, person who's Nazirus, ends on Chol HaMoed. So his 30 days are up, for example. Or Hamatzorah mitumasul tara. So Hamatzorah, who is obligated to go and cut his hair, he's going from his status of being tummy to the status of now being tar. So these people also, if their hair cutting comes out on Chol HaMoed, they're allowed to do so. Then we have a similar type of scenario where a person normally is not allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Because again, we don't want you to wait to do all your laundry until Chol HaMoed. Tosus will bring down, this is the exception, obviously, of things that get dirty. So children, for example, Tosus on Yudalad Amud Aleph brings down, in Tosus Dibur Maschu She'enlo, so he says, so children, for example, big day kitanim mudal chabsim b'moed nikarim shem kitanim uluchlochim k'mi she'enlo elu cholok echad. So there are situations where a person clearly is allowed to go and do laundry, but the general default position is that you're not allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Again, we don't want you waiting to do all your laundry on Chol HaMoed because you've been busy doing work before Yontif. So these are the exceptions, again, to the rule, a very similar list like we just had. The following people are allowed to do their laundry on Chol HaMoed because they have extenuating circumstances, such as, again, Habom Medina Sayam, somebody coming back from a trip overseas, so he has all of his laundry with him. He couldn't do the laundry on the boat, on the plane, and therefore he's allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Again, all of these are well-recognized to other people, so nobody's going to say, hey, how come, what's he doing? He's not allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Oh, it must be that it's permissible. I can do laundry also. Everybody will know that these people have extenuating circumstances because of the nature of why they're allowed to do either cutting the hair or the laundry on Chol HaMoed. So somebody comes from an overseas trip, everybody knows that. And Beis HaShivi, again, he was in some sort of a shavuy, he was some sort of a redemption that was done now on Chol HaMoed, so he gets out of his captivity, and therefore everybody knows that he couldn't do it beforehand. Likewise, Yosef Beis Asur, it was from a jail, he was let out of jail, and therefore he couldn't take the laundry beforehand, and he's allowed to do the laundry now on Chol HaMoed. We turn to Yudalad Mud Aleph. Likewise, the person who's menuda, he was in nidui, he was in cherem, he was in excommunication, and now on chol hamoed, he goes to the chacham and says, I'm sorry what I did, and they forgive him, and they take him out of the nidui, shetiru lo chachamim, and therefore he couldn't do his laundry while he was in nidui, now he can do his laundry. The similar thing would be if a person made some sort of a neder that he wouldn't do his laundry, and now he wasn't able to go and be mata that neder beforehand for whatever the reason, like we pointed out before by the haircuts. He couldn't find the chacham. There was no Pesach for the charata, or he thought that he would be able to get through it, and now he sees that he can. So in all of these situations, you can go be show your het, your vow to the chacham and get hataras nedarim, and then you can go do the laundry. Likewise, if it's some type of a garment that gets dirty frequently, and no matter, even if you did it beforehand, you're going to need to do it again on Chol Hamoed. This is mitpachos or yadayim. You have various types of towels that they would use to wash their hands at the table. So they would be like the equivalent of washable napkins. So you'd run through them, obviously. You didn't have an inexhaustible supply, and therefore you'd be allowed to go wash these on Chol Hamoed, because even if you'd washed them all before you had to start it, you would need to wash them again on Chol Hamoed. And we have a number of different interpretations of what this is. The simple understanding is it means that this is the little cloak that they put around you when they cut your hair. So obviously you need a lot of these, and this is for the people that you're allowed to cut the hair. So therefore you need to exchange these, so you can't have an inexhaustible supply. So you'll have to go and wash these if it's needed on Chol Hamoed as well. Others say that this is the mantle of the Svarim, and since people were constantly touching them with their hands, they would get dirty. And others explain, this is from the Meiri, that they used to be concerned that you'd be wiping out the print with the various oils and other things that may come into contact with the print. So they would put these woolen types of material on top of the print so it shouldn't get wiped out. That's mitpachos hasaparim or mitpachos hasvarim. Then it tells us, mitpachos hasvak, the bath towels. They were allowed to go take a bath on Chol Hamoed, and therefore they would get wet, and they would need to dry them off, and they didn't have an inexhaustible supply, so these could be laundered as well on Chol Hamoed. Then it says, hazovin, viazovos, vanidos, vayoldos, all of these people who have various types of discharges, so obviously their clothing is going to get dirty, and therefore, even though they had prepared beforehand, again, it got dirty now on Chol Hamoed, and therefore they'd be allowed to go do laundry for them as well. Similarly, v'chala olin mituma letara. If somebody went from being in a tame state to now being in a tar state, so their clothing also now has to become tar. So you'll have to be tovel and launder the laundry, so that's not a problem. V'chala olin mituma letara, they'd be allowed to go and do this as well. Hare ilu mutarim, all of these would be allowed to do the laundry during Chol Hamoed. Again, they're all obvious and recognizable to everybody else, and therefore there is no concern that people will see this and say, oh, I guess you are allowed to do laundry on Chol Hamoed. They'll know that these are exceptions to the rule. Finally, the Mishnah concludes. It says, "Ushar kol adam asurim." For both of these things, taking the haircuts and for the laundry, everybody else is not allowed to do this. That's the basic default then. Now, Gemara starts off and says, "Ushar kol adam, my time asurim." So why are people not allowed to go and cut the hair or do the laundry on Chol Hamoed? What isser is involved? So this is, as I mentioned before, Kedit Nan. This is a mission that we had in Tainis, and it taught us there that the Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Maimid, the Rashi and the Sivyad reminds us again, the Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Maimid were the people from Klai Yisrael in the 24 Mishmaros that we were divided up into. So the Kohanim and the Levim would actually go to Yerushalayim and work in the Beis HaMikdash that week, and a portion of Klai Yisrael would also go and represent Klai Yisrael, because you can't have a carbon brought on behalf of the owner without the owner being present or his messenger, his Shaliach, being present. So some of the Klai Yisrael would be divided up as well into the 24 Mishmaros and go to Yerushalayim. The rest of Klai Yisrael and that Mishmar would stay in the cities and daven that the Korbanot should be accepted, and those are the Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Maimon that are, quote, on call that week. So Asurin, L'saper u'l'chabes. So they are not allowed to go. The Anshe Mishmar and Anshe Maimon are not allowed to go and take haircuts or do their laundry during the week that they were on call. However, on Thursday, B'chamishi, because you have to prepare for Shabbos, Mutar Mipnei Kavod Shabbos, so you're allowed to go take haircuts and launder their clothing. Why not on Friday? So Rashi and Ksiv Yatzah, because they were too busy on Friday and too much of a tircha to do this, so therefore they were allowed to do this on Thursday. So Mutar Mipnei Kavod Shabbos, they're allowed to do this because of Kavod Shabbos, because even if they took a haircut right before the Mishmar or the Maimed started, the hair would grow, and they would need to launder their clothing because they got dirty during that week. Yom Rabba Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Lozdar, my time, what is the reason that we don't allow them to go and cut the hair and do the laundry earlier in the week? So because they're, quote, not working their regular job that week, but they're on call for the maimed. So people say, listen, I'll have plenty of time. I'll do my laundry then, I'll take my haircuts then, and we don't want them to do that. They shouldn't go into their mishmar when they're in manuval, when they're not nice and wearing clean clothing and having a haircut. So therefore, that was the reason why the Anshei Mishpat, Anshei Maimon, were not allowed to take haircuts or to do the laundry. So to Hachadami, the same thing applies with Chol HaMoed. We don't want people to go into the Yontif, we don't want them to go into the Regel looking like a Shlom. So therefore, make sure that you're not allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, that will preempt them from waiting to do it on Chol HaMoed. Agmari asks, he asks the following Shailah, of the lo aveido erev regel, if a person lost something on erev yontif, so therefore he was so busy looking for whatever he lost, he wasn't having time to go take a haircut and do the laundry. Do we say that kiven the onis, since this person obviously had extenuating circumstances and would have taken a haircut and or done his laundry on erev yontif and wouldn't have gone into the yontif like renewal, but since he was an onis, he was unable to take the haircut or do the laundry because of this extenuating circumstance, he was looking for his aveda, so therefore, mutter, he should be allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed, like the person coming in from an overseas trip, etc. Oh, Dilma, what do we say? No. By the people coming in from the overseas trip, getting out of jail, etc., kivan, that situation, it's mucha chamilsa. But here, kivan the low mucha chamilsa, who's going to know that he lost an aveda? That's why he's taking a haircut now on Chol HaMoed, or that's why he's laundering on Chol HaMoed. Who's going to know that? Therefore, since it's not mucha chamilsa, it's not obvious to everybody else, low, we don't allow. Abaye says, to show you that the answer here should be that we shouldn't allow him, there is a din that you're not allowed to go and make images or decorations on your matzah, because we're concerned that it will take you a long time to go make the decorations on the matzah. You'll draw pictures of Jewish people leaving Mitzrayim on the matzah, and by the time you finish drawing and etching in the dough will become chametz, because you didn't work it and you didn't put it in the oven right away. But there was this family known as Baisus, and they had a form that they could immediately just press it into the dough of the matzah, and it'd take a second, and they would have the picture automatically imprinted in, and then they could put it in the oven. So the people of Baisus' house, they would be able to theoretically make the images without any concern for becoming chametz. But Abaye says, the Gemara there tells us in Pesachim that, are we going to allow Baisus' family to do this and everybody else not to? Yom Rukola Srikin Asurin, Srikin Baisus Mutarim? No, you have to have one rule across the board. You can't say, well, just because they're not going to be a concern, so they're allowed to do this. But everybody else is going to be a concern, they're not allowed to do this. So that's dangerous. So therefore, we don't allow this. Therefore, in this situation, we're going to say, well, people say, well, he had an Aveda, but nobody's going to know that. They're going to say, oh, it must be permissible. Go do the laundry and take a haircut. Just like if people see that Baisus is allowed to make the decorations in the matzah, make the images in the matzah, everybody can do that, but that's not the case. So therefore, low plug across the board, we have to say one rule. So therefore, Baisus says, based upon the Srike Baisus, that they weren't allowed to do it, so to over here, this person who lost his aved is not allowed to go launder and take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Mor says, wait a second, according to that, that which Rav Asi in the name of Yochanan, if somebody only has one garment, because it got dirty, he wore it and cleaned it before Yantif, and now he's wearing it and it gets dirty, so he shouldn't also be allowed to go and launder his clothing on Chol HaMoed. Are people going to say, how are people going to know that this is only garment? So therefore, why did we allow him to do it? Oh, the fact that we do allow him to do this seems to suggest that we don't apply this principle of Srike Baisus Mutarin in the case of the laundry or taking a haircut. We do allow exceptions, so we should allow this person who lost his aveda to be an exception as well. So he says, no. By the case of a person who has only one choluk echad, we allow him to go and do his laundry on Chol HaMoed, it's obvious, it's well known to everybody. Hayit mar lo, because we said over there in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Ravashi, a zoro mochiach halav. The fact that he still has the belt in the loop of the garment, normally you would take the belt out when you do the laundry, because you need your belt to wear it for something else. But the fact that he left his belt in the loops clearly shows you he doesn't have another garment. And therefore, the person, clearly it's demonstrable to everybody that this person is the exception to the rule because he only has one garment. So therefore, it's recognized with everybody else. But in the case of the Aveda, it's not recognized with everybody else, and therefore, he wouldn't be allowed to do so. Maritini just has a similar idea. Ravashi Masti, Ravashi taught the following. But Rezeri asked the following Shaila, Uman, Shoav the Aveda, Erev HaRegel. If you have a professional worker who lost his object on Erev HaRegel and therefore wasn't able to go and take a haircut and do laundry, Mao, what's the halacha? Do we say Kivan de Umanu, since he's a well-known professional, Muchamil, so everybody will know, oh, we couldn't go take haircuts on Erev Yontif because the barber was busy looking for his Aveda. So therefore, it's well known that he was in extenuating circumstance, and therefore he would be allowed to go take the haircut on Chol HaMoed, or do the laundry on Chol HaMoed, or do we say, no, Dilma, maybe not. Oh, Dilma, given the Lomuchach HaMilsa Ki Anach. Lo, since it's not as clear-cut as the person coming back from a trip, the person who was taken out of Nida, the person who was taken out of jail, it's not as clear-cut as that. It's not as evident to everybody. So maybe we say, no, in this situation, we do not allow it. And the word concludes, take it. We don't come to a conclusion to this question. In Shulchan Aruch, in Mishnah Berurah, bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's mefusamim, ugluyin, lakol, if something is really well known to everybody else, so then we allow the heter of taking a haircut or laundering on Chol HaMoed. But if it's not so well known, it's not so clear, it's not mefusam, ugluyin, lakol, then we do not allow it. Then we quote the Mishnah, which said, if the person is coming back from Medina Sayam from an overseas trip, so then it's clear and evident that he didn't have the opportunity to do the haircut or the laundry before Yantiv started, he can do it on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, Masnis in our Mishnah seems to not be in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the local Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haba Mividina Sayam, Lo Yigaleach, Vibnei Sheyotza, Shelo Berishos. Rabbi Yehuda said that when a person comes back from an overseas trip, he is in fact not allowed to go take a haircut because why? He didn't go with permission. What does that mean? That he didn't have to go. It was a trip of Rishos, it was a vacation, and therefore, who says that he has a right to go and take a haircut now in Chol HaMoed? Shouldn't have gone on the vacation, shouldn't have gone on the trip. Amar Rava, Rava says, no. Law should, if the person was going just for vacation, so then even the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Yehuda, theory I called it, it's Osir, that you wouldn't be allowed to go take a haircut on Chol HaMoed because you want to take a vacation, you want to take a trip. So you have the right to go take a haircut, do laundry on Chol HaMoed? No. So that's the consequences. You won't take a haircut and do your laundry on Chol HaMoed. If you're doing it for purely pleasurable purposes, law should, to go take a spetzir, so then a person doesn't have the right to go take a haircut or do laundry on Chol HaMoed, even according to the Chachamim, not only according to Rabbi Yehuda. And vice versa, on the other extreme, Limzonos, if the person, Nebuch, he needs to go on the trip because of business reasons, he's his Parnassa, and he has to go because it's difficult to make a Parnassa, and therefore he had to take the business trip, and Baruch Hashem, he got back before Yontif, but he didn't have a chance to take a haircut or do the laundry. So then, even Rabbi Yehuda, Divrei HaKol, even Rabbi Yehuda would say in that situation, Mutter, you can take a haircut or Chol HaMoed, because making a Parnassa, making a living is an important thing, and therefore, that's not going out there just to have a vacation, that's going out there as a mitzvah, so to say, to make a Parnassa, and therefore, you're no different than the person who was let out of jail, the person who came in from Nidoy, that would be allowed to go take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. So where do they have machlokas then between the Chachamim and Yehuda? If they agree by Loshot and they agree by Mizonos, so where's the machlokas? So Rava says, Lo Nechleku, the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is only in a situation, Ella Lehar Vacha, where the guy, Baruch Hashem, has a lot of money. But listen, it's a great opportunity. He could make a killing if he goes and takes this business trip. Now, in this situation, he has enough parnasa. So do we say, we view this as still, nevertheless, it's for Mizona? So do we say that this is Lashut? This is a situation where it's a voluntary trip and he didn't have to go. So that's the machlokas. Mar, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, is in the Dami Lidka Lashut. He says this is like a voluntary trip because you and Baruch Hashem have enough money to last you for a while. So therefore, you didn't need to go on this business trip, and therefore, it's no different than taking a pleasure excursion. And therefore, you don't have the right to take a haircut or a Chol HaMoed to do the laundry. As opposed to the Chachamim, Umar, they medamalei kill mizonos. They say, no, this is your business. So what? Baruch Hashem, he has enough money, but he's entitled to make more money, and he's not going voluntarily just to take a vacation, and therefore he would be entitled to take a haircut and do the laundry on Chol HaMoed. So that's the way Rava understands this. Now we're going to seem to have a contradiction to what Rava says in the Braisa, but then we'll reconcile it eventually that Rava is correct. Neitzveh, we ask on Rava from the following Braisa. After this braisa that we just brought down, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, so Rabbi paskind, oh my Rabbi, Rabbi said, Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda kishiyotza shol berishus, v'nirin divrei Chachamim kishiyotza berishus. Rabbi said, it looks like Rabbi Yehuda is right when it talks about going on a vacation, shol berishus, not for a reason, a valid reason, and it looks like the Chachamim are correct, that you'd be allowed to take a haircut and do the laundry on Chol HaMoed if you went out berishus, if you went out with a, quote, valid reason. Now, how does that seem to contradict what Rava said? Isn't that exactly what Rava said? So Gemara says, what does it mean? My shalom berishus. What does it mean that we said the person goes without permission? According to Rava, ilaymo lo shud, if you're talking about there was a pure vacation, then even the Chachamim, v'amr is nivri akol, even the Chachamim say there would be osur. So that can't be what it's talking about. El what? It's talking about mizonos. It's talking about where he had a job, and this was his required business trip to go. So then, then even the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda would be that was mutter. So then, what are we talking about? Elopshita leharvacha. It must be talking about a situation where the person does have enough money, but it was a good business trip anyway for him to take, be marviach, to get more money. And in that situation, Rabbi says, it looks to me like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is correct. In other words, he paskins that if you're going out leharvacha, you're not allowed to go take a haircut on Chol HaMoed or do the laundry. But then, keep on reading. It said in the Braisa, V'nirin divrei Chachamim kishiyotza berishus. That's what it said afterwards the opinion of Rebbe was like the opinion of the Chachamim if a person went with Rishus. Now, what does it mean, with Rishus? Might be Rishus. If it means Elaine Limazonis, we just said before, Ha'am is a very called Muti. Even Rehuda says that that's permissible. It must be talking about then Laharvacha, Ella Laharvicha. So then, in that situation, how could he now say that the opinion is like the Chachamim when in a minute ago he just said the opinion was like Rabbi Yehuda? Ha'am is near in the Rehuda Baha. So we seem to have a contradiction over here. If Rava is correct, so then Rebbe doesn't make any sense. He says, we paskin like Rav Yehuda, that you're not allowed to go out for Rav Yehuda, and then he says, we paskin like the Chachamim, that you are allowed to go out by Rav Yehuda. What's going on? So the Gemara explains, no, you misunderstood what Rebbe said, and therefore Rav is exactly correct. This is what Rebbe really said. Near and dear Rav Yehuda, the opinion of Rav Yehuda, that if you're going out for pleasure, and then you're not allowed to go laundry or take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, that opinion of Rav Yehuda is apparently correct, l'rabbanon kishiyotza below rishus. What does that mean? Umayin yu lashut. The Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda that if you went out totally voluntarily, totally on a spatzir, on a vacation excursion, so then you're right, Taki, even the Chachamim would agree. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is correct even according to the Rabbanon. They agree that if you're going lashut, if it's a totally pleasure excursion, then they agree that you're not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, do the laundry on Chol HaMoed. They only argue with him when it comes to the additional profit you make if you're ready, Baruch Hashem, have a good business, and you're doing okay, and this would be a great way to increase your profits. So there they argue. I will assure, but in regards to the pleasure excursion, modulate the Chacham Armaskim that reviewed is correct. And likewise, the other way around, the Rebbe said, Venir and Diri Rabbanon, Rehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda, who's Machmir, would agree with the Rabbanon that you can be Mekel if the person went Kishiyotze Berishos, if he went with permission. In other words, he needed Parnasa. And what is that talking about? Umayin Yud, that's the Mazonus, the regular case of Mazonus. Shafilo Rabbi Yehuda, Lonechlek Aleim, El Arvicha. That Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Chacham that if you have a business reason to go, and you're going to not have food otherwise, you really need to go. So then, even Rabbi Yehuda says, if you went, that's considered something that you could come back on Chol HaMoed and go take a haircut and do the laundry. And where do they argue? They only argue on the case of Lahavicha, Abel Mazonus, Modul Hu. Rav Yehuda agrees with the Chachamim. So therefore, Rav is exactly correct that the Machlokis is not by Lashon. Everybody agrees that that's not allowed to go take a haircut. And everybody agrees, Lamazonus, that is allowed to take a haircut and do the laundry. And the only place they have the Machlokis is Lahavicha. Rav Yehuda says, no, Lahavicha is like Lashon. And the Chachamim say, Lahavicha is like Lamazonus. Mark continues and tells us that then from Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, Katan hanolad b'moed. If a child Mazel Tov is born on Chol HaMoed, you'd be allowed to go cut his hair. Mutar legalech b'moed. You can give the child a haircut on Chol HaMoed because she'eluch habeis asur and godlam is that. Because we said if a person comes out of prison, he's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. So the baby inside the mommy's stomach is considered like in a what greater prison is there than that? They can't take a haircut inside the baby. So it's baby inside the mother. So therefore, she'eluch habeis asur and godlam is that. And therefore, Shmuel paskins that the baby would be allowed to have its hair cut if it's born on Chol HaMoed or born on Yom Tov and out of first chance to do the haircut is on Chol HaMoed. That implies that Shmuel would say that only if the baby was born on Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed, but Moed in, then the baby could have the haircut on Chol HaMoed. Meikara, but the baby was born before Chol HaMoed, the implication from Shmuel's statement is, love, that you would not be allowed to go take a haircut for the baby if the baby was born before Yom Tov started. But this is a problem. Moshe Rabinchas, Rabinchas says, wait a second, we have a statement that we learned in the following brisa, Kol Elu Shamru Mutar Legaleach B'Moed, Mutar Legaleach B'Meyavlo. This brisa tells us that anybody that's allowed to go take a haircut on Chol HaMoed would be also allowed to go take a haircut in Nebuch. If they became an Avel, they would be also have the same hetzer to go take a haircut during the week of Shiva. Or even during the Shloshim, they would have the same hetzer to go and take a haircut during that period of time. So if you're allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, then you're allowed to take a haircut during Avelus as well. The implication of that, and here's where the question is, the implication of that is, Ha'asur Legaleach B'Moed. The implication is that if you're not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, then it would likewise also Legaleach B'Me'evlo. You likewise would not be allowed to go take, in that scenario, that situation, a haircut during the Avelus period as well. We turn to your Dalet Amud Beis. Now, where's the question? Here's the question. Vi amris katan ispe pluksa. If you're telling me that there's a distinction, a difference between a katan that's born on Yom Tov Chol HaMoed is allowed to take a haircut, but if the baby's born before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to go take a haircut, like Shmuel said, so then we got a problem with this brisa. Nim says, Avelus no hegis b'katan. That would seem to imply that Avelus is applicable to a katan, but that's not the din. But Tanya, we learned in a brisa that Avelus doesn't apply to a katan. Why do you rip kri on the katan? You only do that not because of chinuch, because none of the din of avelus apply to a katan, but mekarin, you rip kriya on the child, lekatan only mipnei agvas nefesh, so instill other people that they should have anguish. They see Nebuch, the child, with a torn garment. The child doesn't need to have that torn garment. There's no din of chinuch here, but other people see this and it'll bring about their agmas nefesh. Nebuch, such a young child, is an avelus. So what do you see from here? That there is avelus, because we said, if anybody's allowed to take a haircut in Chol HaMoed, they're allowed to take a haircut during avelus. The implication of that was, if they're not allowed to take a haircut in Chol HaMoed, then they're not allowed to do it during avelus, and implying that there is avelus for the katan, because the katan is not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed if he was born before Yom Tov. So therefore, that implies that he also wouldn't be allowed to go and take a haircut in avelus. That implies that the katan does have avelus. So Ravashi says, no, that's incorrect. Oh, Ravashi, that's not what the Brisa said. Miktani Hasrum, was that implication Befei restated? It said, no, those that are allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed are allowed to take a haircut during Avelus. But it didn't imply automatically that if you can't take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to take a haircut on Avelus. No, didn't say that. Dilma, Yeshmen, Asur, Yeshmen, Mutter. No, some yes, some no. But it's not an automatic din that you can learn out from here, that a katan has a din of Avelus as well. So that's the first version of this, that it was a kash on Shmuel. The second version of this is that it's actually going to be a raya to Shmuel. Ameimar, or alternatively, Vitema, Rav Shisha, Bre, the Ravidi, Masti Hochi. They learned it, Pum Faket. They learned Shmuel's statement as being different, and therefore, this Brisa seems to be a raya to Shmuel rather than a kash on Shmuel. How did they learn Shmuel's statement? They learned it as follows. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel made no distinction between a katan born on Yom Tov or a katan born before Yom Tov. He said, "Befeirish Amar Shmuel, katan mutar legacha b'moed, lo shno lola b'moed, lo shno nolad meikare." A katan is always allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Doesn't make a difference whether he was born on Yom Tov, and even if he was born before Yom Tov, he's still allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. And then this Brisa is now a raya to him. Amar Pinchas, afanan nami tanina. The Brisa we just brought down is a raya to what Shmuel said, because it implied the following. The Brisa stated with Eirish, if you can take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, you can take a haircut during your Aveilus. And the implication of that is, Ha'asur legalech b'moed, if you're not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, then there is a din of Avelus. And therefore, by the katan, Yarmus katan also, if you say that the katan is not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed if he was born before Yom Tov, so then it would turn out, Nimtzis Avelus, no hegas b'katan. And we know that that's not true. V'tanya mekarin l'katan, ne'agmas nefesh, not because of the din of chinuch for the katan, but we do that just to increase the anguish of all the other people seeing this. Nebuch, such a young child, is in Avelus. But that's not the din. There is no Avelus for a child. And therefore, you see, the Shmuel's right. He said that you're allowed to go and take the haircut on the child, whether he's born before Yom Tov or certainly if he's born on Yom Tov. But you see, from the implication over here, that this is a raya to Shmuel. And the Gemara says, again, the same terrors we gave before. I'm Ravashi. No, it's not a raya, because that's implication isn't what the Brisa says. The Brisa didn't say that. The Brisa was only implying that. So, Miktani Ha'asur, and who says that anybody that can't take a haircut on Chol HaMoed cannot take a haircut on during the Avelus? No, that's not necessarily true. Dilma, Yeshmein also, Yeshmein Mutter. No, there's some yes, some no. The implication isn't correct. Now the Gemara discusses additional dinim about Avelus and Chol HaMoed. Avel eino noheg aveluso beregel. And Avel doesn't have the dinim of Avelus applying to the regel. Now, of course, through the Shiva, it's knocked off by the regel. So here we're talking about other aspects of mourning. For example, during the Shloshim, or even the Yud Beis Chodesh for a parent. So there are Hanhagos that apply during the year, so do they or do they not apply on the regel, on Yom Tov? So this Brisa tells us, Avel eino noeg aveluso beregel, that an Avel doesn't have any dinim of avelus on the regel, with the exception of Dvarim Shebetzina, which is always true even on Shabbos, but in public there is no hanhaga of avelus during the Yom Tov, Shenema, because the Pasuk tells us, V'somachto b'chagecha, you have to have simcha in your Yom Tov, and therefore that pushes aside the avelus that would be present. We'll see in a moment why that is so. Tosus points out that this pasuk may not be a real daraisa, because this may be really talking about bringing of carbon shlomim. And certainly, if you either don't bring a carbon shlomim during the times of Beis HaMikdash, or nowadays, never, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so then the samach b'chagecha would only be a din derabbanon and not a din daraisa. But in any event, the simple understanding is that this is a din daraisa, or possibly like Tosus, that it's a din derabbanon for the rabbin. Shenemar v'samachto b'chagecha. So the Gemara says, how does this have anything to do with avelus? I avelus demei karuhu. If you're dealing with an avelus that was before the yontif started, so then how come you don't have the hanhaga of avelus on the yontif? Because we say, osi asei the rabbin, this asei of the rabbin, the samachto b'chagecha, is pushing aside v'dochi asei the yochid, this individual person's obligation to hold the avelus for the zayin krovim that he's in avelus for, either the shloshim or for the parents for the yud beis chodesh. So the general public rule of Samach B'chagecha that applies to the Rabbim pushes aside your individual personal obligation of Avelis. Again, Avelis is the Rabbanan in this situation, so why don't we just say Aseh of Doraisa is Doche, the Aseh the Rabbanan of doing Avelis, so that why Tosus points out that maybe it's only the Rabbanan anyway, but the Rabbanan, the Rabbim pushes aside your individual the Rabbanan. And certainly, vi avelus tahashtu, if this avelus came about on Chol Hamoed itself, so then, lo asu yaseh diyochid, certainly, which you're already obligated previously in the samachta v'chagecha, so that individual new obligation that you have in aseh to be an avel, it can't be dochi, aseh the rabbin, the samachta v'chagecha that already took place beforehand. So that's the basic din. Avelus doesn't apply, at least b'fahesya, on yontif. Mori now asks, what about a menuda, a person who's in nidui, he's in excommunication, he's in chayrim, mahu sheyinog niduya beregel. Does the nidui still exist during the regel? A nidui is not allowed to go and be within dalat amos of other people, he doesn't count towards a minion, he's not allowed to take a haircut, etc. There are many dinim, we don't really have the din of nidui today, even when we do have somebody that's put in sirup, somebody that doesn't follow the beis din, and they're somewhat put into an excommunication, it's not the same as the real nidui of the Gemara, which was a major din in terms of how that person's hanhagas were counted. In any event, a menuda, does the din of nidui apply on the regal or not? In other words, all the things that he's not allowed to do, he's not allowed to go be near other people, he's not allowed to go and take haircuts, he doesn't wear shoes, etc., all sorts of things, doesn't do the laundry, just like on Chol Hamoed. So do these things apply to the menuda on the regal? Amar Yosef, Yosef says, I'll show you right that it does. Toshma, done in dine nefoshos, v'dine makos, v'dine mamonos. We are allowed to go and assemble a beis din and judge capital crimes and malchus crimes, lavim in the Torah, and also monetary dini Torah. We're allowed to go and do all of these on Chol Hamoed. Now, that's not a unanimous opinion, but this is the opinion that Rav Yosef brings down from the Braisa. Now, here's his proof. V'lotzai is dina, if you're telling me that we can put somebody into nidui because they didn't follow the din. Let's say the din was that Reuven owed Shimon the money. Reuven says, I'm not paying him. So the rabbi said, then we're going to put you in nidui. So if you can judge a din Torah on Chol Hamoed and put somebody into nidui, so certainly, v'lotzai is dina, b'sham tinum le, so clearly we do put somebody into chayrim on Chol Hamoed. Now here's the proof from Rav Yosef. He says, so if you're going to think that, in fact, the dinu of nidui are pushed aside by the regal, ain't no nidui b'regal, if that was your thinking, not like we said that the din was that the nidui is noeg and regal according to Rav Yosef. So if you were to say that the nidui is not noeg and regal, so if a pre-existing nidui goes away, so then how would we put somebody into nidui on the regal? So that's what the Gemara says. Mishumas, if somebody already was in Shamta, he was already in the nidui, v'osi, and it's already going in meikar before the yontif started, so osi regal, dochile, and we say if this were the din, that the regal pushes it aside, so then certainly, how would we possibly say, hashta, that we would actually go put somebody into nidui on the regal? Mishamtino le'anan, would we say that you could put somebody into nidui? If the nidui falls apart, if they're already in it, so how could we say that you put somebody into nidui? Oh, from the fact that we do judge dine mamonos, and therefore we do put people into nidui, we can learn from here that nidui applies even during the regal. That's Rav Yossi's proof, and his Talmud Abaye questions this. Omele Abaye says, Rabbi, no, bedilma liayune bedine. Maybe it doesn't mean that they actually finalize the din, it's just that they look into the din and they're ready to pass it, but they don't pass it because they can't put him into nidui. Maybe that's it. And I'll show you, Abaye says that I'm right, because the ilote mahachi, if you don't say that I'm right, then how would we be able to ever judge dine nefashos on Chol Hamoed? Because if you judge dine nefashos, you have to fast the rest of the day, and you're not allowed to fast on Chol Hamoed. That's basically what Abaye is going to say is his proof, because the dine nefashos tiktani, that which we said you're allowed to judge in this brisa, dine nefashos on Chol Hamoed, hochanami de kotlinele, and therefore, if you judge it, you're not allowed to delay the din, so you'd have to go put the guy to death on Chol Hamoed, and that would stop you from eating and drinking on Chol Hamoed, because the Braisa tells us that in this situation, the Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer, minayin, the Sanhedrin. Now we have the word Shiro Biachud, but that's in parentheses, and that's not the gears that we have the Gemara elsewhere. So we'll just read it for now. Minayin Sanhedrin Shargoish Esanefesh. The Sanhedrin, the Paskin, that somebody should die and the person was killed. We don't delay the din. Once the din is Paskin, you carry it out. She'ain Tomim Kolos Hayom. They're not allowed to eat or drink anything else that day. Tamud Loma Lo Sok Lo Adam, because they just punished somebody with a capital crime. So they're not allowed to eat that day. Now, if you're allowed to actually carry out the judgment of Dinei Nefashos, that would mean that you're not going to go and eat on Chol HaMoed. And therefore, that's not allowed. You have to eat on Chol HaMoed. And therefore, it must be that just like by Dinei Nefashos, you don't finish the din, so too by the Dinei Mamonos, you just look into the din, but you don't finish it. That's a bias proof. And therefore, he says to Rav Yosef, you can't bring me a raya over here that if a person was in Nidui beforehand, the Nidui stays on the regular because we could put somebody into Nidui on Chol HaMoed. Who says we put somebody into Nidui on Chol HaMoed? Maybe we just look into the case, but we don't paskin it. And therefore, Abaye says, Elo, Le'ayune Bedine. That's the only thing that's allowed. But you can't go and actually paskin the case because then you wouldn't be able to eat by Dinei Nefashos. So Tovia, by Dinei Mamonos, Hochanami, Le'ayune Bedine. We're allowed to look into the din, but we don't paskin it. And therefore, you can't bring me a raya that since we can put somebody into Nidui, because we don't do that. We don't paskin the din. So therefore, we don't have a raya that you can put something to the nidui. Therefore, you don't have a raya that the nidui is no egg on Chol HaMoed. That's the kasha that Abaye had to his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, and Amalei. Rav Yosef answers back, and he says, Imkain, if what you're saying is correct, nimtzeis ma'ane ez dino, that we would be delaying the din. Once they look into it, and they paskin that he should be guilty, and they don't paskin it la'locha, so then they're delaying justice. And you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to leave a person hanging, so to say, waiting for his judgment. You have to go and paskin the judgment. If he's supposed to be killed, he has to be killed. Otherwise, inu yadin. That's called cruel and unusual punishment. He's waiting to hear the din. You got to tell him the din. If he's clear, if he's innocent, then he goes innocent. If he's guilty, he has to be punished right away because you don't have inu yadin. So, it's not that. Because otherwise we have Inu Yadin. So then it must be that we really do judge the case, Rav Yosef says. So how then do we not have the problem of fasting on Chol HaMoed if we do judge Dinei Nefashos? He says, Asu Mitzapra. They adjudicate the case early in the morning, Umayin Bedine, and they paskin the din, but they don't say the psak din for a few hours. Then they go and eat. They eat the rest of the day, so they mekayim simchas yontif, v'samachti v'chagecha. And then before the shkia, v'hadar also b'shkia sachama, they come back before the sun sets, they paskin the din, yes, so-and-so Yankel is in fact guilty, and he's chayav misa, the gamrinu ledine, v'katule, and then they kill him. Oh, and then the rest of that day, they're not allowed to eat. But it's not a removal of Simchas Yontif because they, in fact, ate and drank all day. And it's only now that they can't. That's not such a Nias HaSimchas Yontif because they already ate and drank all day. Abaye still goes and questions his Rebbe Rav Yosef. Amar Abaye Toshma, we learned another Braisa. Umenude Shetiru Lo Chachamim. It says that the Menuda, that the Chachamim were allowed to be Matim from his Neder. Rashi explains, Kosol Kedaitoch, Hitiru Lechol Menuda Niduyo Berego, Dei Niduyo Berego. So Abaye says, doesn't this mean, Rebbe, that any Menuda is automatically exempt from being a Nidui on the Regel? Isn't this a general blanket removal of Nidui on the Rego, which contradicts what the Rebbe said, what Rav Yosef said? So Rav says, no, that's an incorrect understanding of Abaye. Miktane shetiru chachamim. Does it mean that the chachamim released every single person in Nidui from having Nidui on the Rego? No, that's not what it means. It means a specific case. If there was a person who was Menuda, he was in Nidui, he had been excommunicated, and he realized the folly of his ways, and he went to the chachamim, and he apologized to them, and said, please, I'm sorry. And the chachamim said, okay, we accept your apology, and the Nidui is removed. That's what it means. That individual person, if his nidui is removed on Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to go take a haircut and do the laundry. Because the Ozel Ufaisil Baldine, he went to the Beis Din and he said, I'm sorry, and that's please remove the reason that I was going to nidui, that I was chutzpahdik. So that reason is now gone. And only in this situation where he comes in front of the Rabbanim and apologizes can the nidui be removed. But not that it's a blanket removal of nidui, and therefore, Abaye, your question on Rav Yosef is incorrect. Now the Gemara continues and says, what about a Metzora? Do all the restrictions, prohibitions, including not taking a haircut and not doing the laundry, apply to a Metzora on the Regel as well? So the Gemara says, I'm Abaye, Toshma. I'll show you that it does, because it says specifically in our Mishnah, V'hanazir v'hametzora mitumasu l'taraso, a Nazir or the Metzora that's going from being tummy to being tahar, so they are allowed to go and take a haircut. The implication being that if he's not going from being tummy to tahar, but he's still in his tumah, habi mei tumaso, naik, all the dinim of the tzaras do still apply, and therefore the regel doesn't get rid of all the dinim of tzaras. Where says, no, that's not a raya. Maybe the style of a Mishnah is a lo mi boy kamar. The Mishnah is giving us the example of, he didn't have to tell me this. What does that mean? Lao me boy, you didn't have to tell me be made tumah, so that during the days of tumah, that tzaras doesn't exist. The dino of tzaras don't exist during his days of tumah on the rego. The rego pushes it aside. That you didn't have to tell me. Chiddush that you had to tell me abol taras. So you might have thought that if the person is going from a state of being tameh to a state of being tar, so we shouldn't in this situation remove the dinim because nigzar we should make gezerah shemayasha korbanosav. You know what the person is going to do? He's going to delay until chalavai to bring his korbanos. The Rashi Ksivyat brings down that the person says, "Listen, if I go up to Yerushalayim 2 weeks before the regel, it's going to be an extra trip and a big tirchami. I'm going to wait till the regel and." Knock off everything at once. And in fact, I could even bring the shlomim that I'm going to bring with my becoming tar from tzaras. That will even fulfill my obligation of a shlomim. So therefore, the person is going to delay, according to the Ksivyat Rashi, he's going to delay bringing his karbanos and getting out of his tamei status to becoming tar. So therefore, I might have thought in that situation, so the rabbis would make a gzera that no, all the dinim apply to you on the regel because we want to counsel you, so to say, that you shouldn't delay in bringing your korbanos beforehand. And that's what I might have thought, that's not true. But certainly in a case where you're a regular tamei mitzora, the dinim of the regel are pushing aside your dinim of tzaras. So that's how you could learn this, and there is no raya. Try again. Amar Rava, Rava says, Toshma, I bring a raya from the pasuk. The pasuk tells us, Hatzorua. The entire pasuk is v'yatzaruah, a person who has tzaras, asher bo hanega, he has this nega, begod of yufrumim, his clothing has to be torn, v'rosh yaparuah, and his hair has to be disheveled. Now, we're talking here about a mitzorah, so why did it have to tell us v'yatzaruah? That's who we were talking about. So we darshin out that the extra word v'yatzaruah is coming to be marbil or rabos, kohen gadol, to be included in the din of tzaras. Now, v'ha, kohen gadol, a kohen gadol all year long, the kol hashana, is kirege l'kuli amadami, his actions on all year long are similar to the actions of everybody else on the regel during the yontif. Why is that? Because if not, because we learned in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Horios. It teaches us that a kohen gadol is allowed to be makrivonim. Rachman al-Sad, if he loses one of the Zion Krovin, so nevertheless, he can't eat from the korbanos, but he's actually allowed to be makriv. So for him, there is no such din ever of he doesn't work. Vein och, albeit he doesn't eat from the korbanos. And therefore, what do we see from here? The Ksivrad Rashi tells us, it says, Amo koin godo, delo chaylele aninus, the avelus, chaylele alav tzaras. Nevertheless, it tells us, this pasuk, v'ha tzarua, tells us that the dinim of tzaras do apply to koin godo, even though he never has avelus, he never has aninus. Even though he technically is an onen, he technically is an avel, but he's allowed to still bring korbanos. So therefore, this koin godo, who is the equivalent of not having avelus, just like a regular person is in the regel, nevertheless, tzaras takes effect on him. Hochanami, mitzora, avogav de lo chayle ala avelus, even though he doesn't have avelus on the regel, nevertheless, chaylo ale tzaras, the tzaras is knowing in the regel. Oh, this is a good raya. Shema mina, Rava's raya is a good raya. Finally, we conclude today's year with the following last discussion. Avil, also betisporis, and Avil is not allowed to go take a haircut. We know that. Where do we know this from? The Karmelu Rachmanu Levnei Aaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the two remaining children of Aaron, Elozer and Yisomer, after the death of Nadab Avihu, he told them, Roshechem Al Tifro, you're not allowed to leave your head in disheveled state. In other words, you must take a haircut. And the implication from that is that everybody else who's in Avelus is not allowed to take a haircut. Michlal, the Kuliyam Asur, everybody else who's in Avelus is not allowed to take a haircut. You are the exception to the rule. We turn to Tetzvav Amar Aleph and ask, okay, you proved about Avelus. What about Menudin Umetzorayin? Might be tesporis. Is a person who's a nidi, a person who's had tzaras, are they allowed to go and take a haircut? Now, there are psukim that specifically state so. So what we're dealing with over here is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, which we'll learn in the upcoming Gemara, that says that midaraisa, we don't learn now that the mitzorah is not allowed to take a haircut. So the question is now, menudin and mitzorayin, where do we see that they are not allowed to take a haircut? Where is that din from? Tashma, we learn from the following brisa. Menudin umetzorayin. It says befavorish in this brisa that somebody is in nidui or somebody has tzaraz. Asurin usapil chabis. They're not allowed to go take a haircut. They're not allowed to do the laundry. So that's the source, this brisa. By the way, the brisa continues and tells us if a person died while they're in nidui, menudin shemes, he never asked the beis din for mechila, and he died while he was in a state of nidui, so what do we do? So beis din soklin asarono. So beis din, so to say, figuratively goes and stones his aron. they stone his coffin. What does that mean? So Yehuda explains, Yehuda Omer, not lo shiyamidu olav gala, bonim kegalo shel Ochon, not like they did by the grave of Ochon, where they put a pile of stones on top of his grave. Ochon was the one who stole from the cherim that was made on Yericho, and he was ultimately punished with his life. And they placed a pile of stones on his grave. That's not, Rabbi Yehuda says, what it means, based in Soklin and Sarona over here. Ella, what does it mean? What does Basin do? The Brisa tells us, Basin Sholchin, the Basin sends, Umenichin, just a single Evan Gedola Alarona. They put one rock on top of his grave, and this is Lamedcha, to teach all the people around there. Shekola Misnade Umes, Beniduyav. If somebody was in Nidui and he died while he was still in Nidui, he had never asked Mechila, so Basin Sholchin and Sarona. So this is the final indignity, so to say, to give this person a kapara, that Basin places this rock as if they were actually Sokel, his Aron. With this, we conclude today's share. Again, we learned today Le'ili Nishmas, Gladys Resnick Frank, Gela Bachmul Yisrael, and also in Le'ili Nishmas, my mother-in-law, Esther Etel Bazdam Yosef. All the Neshomas should have an aliyah from our learning, and everybody should have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening, and have a good Shabbos.